Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love to connect with you. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, we aren't meeting in person right now, but there are still a lot of ways to connect with our community. On Sunday mornings, you can worship with us online through our YouTube channel at 10 a.m. or join us for a special family ministry live stream worship over on our Facebook page at 10:30. We are at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Our pastors are here to support you and connect you with our community so that you will remember, even during this time of social distancing, that you are not alone. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
I really wish I had the answers to all the problems that are facing our world right now. I have to tell you, I don't have all the answers to all the problems. If I had those answers, I think I might be off trying to solve those problems. Of course, we're all trying to make our way through these times. But you know what? I'm not here in this world to solve all the problems. I am here to help you. How do I know that? Because that's what I'm doing right now, or that's what I hope to be doing. I am here to help you make it through this complicated, this confusing, this anxious, this epic moment in your life and in world history. And that's what I'm here to do, is to help you make it through it. I'm here to help the world become a better place too, but I want to focus today on helping you make it through the craziness that is life right now. So as much as I think the ultimate answer that we're looking for is being people of love and showing love to all people that can solve a lot of problems, I want to focus specifically on helping you make the most of the next hard moment that you find yourself in. I want to help us focus on what we can do to be able to make it through that next hard moment that COVID-19 has created, or perhaps even the racial tensions and issues that we're facing in our country might be creating for you, or a conversation you're going to be in. And I want to help us make it through that next moment so that we can help our part of the world, our little experience of life, become the place and the experience that God wants it to be. Not just for you, but for the people that you're encountering. And so simply, I want to encourage us to be getting ready for that next hard moment that we go through. Now, specifically, I want us to think about how we can be able to think in a way that will help us be ready. And more specifically, I want to encourage us to think like Jesus when we find ourselves in that next hard moment. If we can think like Jesus, then we will have a chance to act like Jesus. Now, this might seem like sort of classic advice, and it really is on some level, but it's exactly the kind of encouragement that we find in Paul's letter that he wrote to his friends in Philippi. We've been making our way through that letter to the Philippians that Paul wrote, and specifically, there is an encouragement that Paul gives to his friends on how to go through that difficult moment that they find themselves in. And he encourages them to have a mind like Christ Jesus. Now, like I said in the prior weeks, we don't know exactly what their struggle was. It seems to be sort of a general struggle, but things weren't going perfect. And so Paul is giving them instructions and encouragement on how to make it through. And one of the main things that he encourages them to do is to have a mind like Christ so that they can make it through those hard moments. And that's what I want to encourage us to consider doing, is to think like Jesus so we can act like Jesus. Now, we need to be thinking and acting like Jesus in all moments of our lives, but especially so in those hard ones. And we can imagine that there's going to be a few more of those in our days and weeks to come. Because if we can think like Jesus and then act like Jesus, we can avoid a lot of struggle. We can avoid a lot of pain. We can help people experience goodness, experience love. And if we can just keep this in our mind as we go forward, it can help us. Now, why such a simple suggestion from Paul for us to consider doing today? Because we need more thinking and less reacting right now. We need people that are being conscious of who they are and what they're thinking and how that impacts what they're doing and they're acting more maybe than ever before. And so we find ourselves needing to pause and ask ourselves, how are we thinking, so we can reflect on how we're going to act. Now, if you are a follower of Jesus, this is pretty much essential. If you are a follower of Jesus, you pretty much need to take this to heart. If you're not a follower of Jesus, or if you're kind of on the fence, I can opt out of this if you want, but I encourage you to keep listening, because there's some wisdom here that I think can help you. So let's think about this together. What does it mean to think like Jesus so we can act like Jesus? Now, at its fundamental level, it means two things. One is it means to think so that we are loving in our actions. Now, to think in a way that we can act like Jesus is to think with love, to think with patience, to think with goodness, to think with self-control, all these things. And we've been talking about that a little bit lately. But if we can think this way, then we can act in that way too. And specifically, to get in the mind of Jesus, if we could do that, as it were, we can look to the life of Jesus and his actions and his teachings and the way he interacted with people to get an idea of how he thinks. And then we can certainly know how he acts. And we want to emulate his actions and also try to channel his thinking. Because if we can have the mind of Christ, then we can move forward in helpful ways. Now, you can do that by looking at the Gospels and looking at those stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I know some of you have been doing that recently. But maybe you want to go back and take a lens and look through it as a way to think of the actions of Jesus, indicating at least a glimpse of how he might be thinking about things as well. Now, some of that is the more general sort of sense of how we can think like Jesus, to act like Jesus. But now I want to get concrete in three specific ways that I think that we can be people who think like Jesus and then act like Jesus. And here they are. The first is to give second chances to the safe people in our life. The second is to not judge a book by its cover. Both people and maybe actual books, we'll come back to that. And the third is to not judge people solely based on their actions, but consider their intentions. So let me unpack those a little bit for us right now. One of the ways to think like Jesus is to be willing to give people second chances. Jesus was the ultimate second chance giver. And one of the things that we can do for people is give second chances to the people who are safe in our lives. Now, when I talk about people who are safe in our lives, I'm talking about people who generally want what is good for us and keep us safe and make us feel secure. And we're spending a lot of time with those people these days, family especially. And so maybe in this time, you need to give someone a second chance so you can hear them out. Maybe you have a preconceived notion about them and you just don't need to talk to them about what's going on because you pretty much think you know what's going on in their life. Well, the reality is that to think like Jesus, we need to think about giving people second chances so that we can engage them and experience them. And here's what's going to happen. If you can give someone a second chance, they're going to experience a bit of Jesus coming to them. If you can give them a second chance, maybe you're going to have your opportunity to redeem a part of a relationship that feels lost right now. So these are some of the ways that giving a second chance can be a way that we think like Jesus. Another way that I think we can think like Jesus so we can act like Jesus in our world today is to not judge a book by its cover. Now, there's a baseline of that that we have been hearing since we were perhaps in kindergarten. And really right now, that is something that we need to take wholeheartedly and apply to ourselves as we think about our interactions with people. We need to not judge people by how they look. We need to be careful with this always, but especially now. Isn't that true? Now, when we judge people by how they look, we run into all kinds of problems because how people look, well, part of that's just fundamentally genetic, and there's nothing that most people can do about that, and so that's just how it is. But the other thing is the way we look is very subjective and very contextual, and it is very hard to get our heads around why someone might dress the way they do or do their hair the way they do or keep their nails the way they do or whatever it might be, because it is so subjective and so contextual. And so we don't want to judge people by how they look. We don't want to judge a book by its cover. But isn't that also true about yourself, not just about other people? Think about this. You already don't judge a book by its cover. If you've ever looked at a picture of you that is maybe 10, 20, 30 years old, what's the first thing you say to the people when you're looking at it? Don't judge me for what I'm wearing. Or simply, if you're looking at a picture of you as a kid, what do you tell someone? Don't judge me. I didn't dress myself at that time. We all know how important it is to not judge a book by its cover. And it's certainly true now. Now, I also think this applies in this current moment to actual books as well. Maybe you could apply this to an article or to some other information, but specifically, there's a lot of conversation around authors and books these days. Now, I'm a little bit of a nerd, so I'm kind of in the know on some of these things, but did you know that a book title or a book cover, it's often one of the last pieces that comes together when somebody's publishing a book? A book may be completely written, especially before the cover art is developed. Now, why does this matter? Well, because book titles and book covers are meant to sell the books, not necessarily convey the ideas. And I wonder if there's going to be a moment coming up where you are going to be confronted with an opportunity to read a book that you might not otherwise have picked up on your own. Maybe you see it on Amazon or you hear about it in the news and you pick it up and you wouldn't have otherwise read it. Or maybe someone's going to come to you and say, hey, there's this book that I really want you to read, or I really think you're going to read. Or they may get a little feisty and go, you need to read this book. Now, what happens if they're right? And you don't read the book because you've judged it by its cover. Think about what you're going to miss out on. Think about the way you might grow because of what's in there and what that author has put together. So in this very important season, when it's so hard to hear other voices, I want us to encourage one another to not judge actual books by their cover so that we can engage in the ideas that are there and so we can help the world become the place God wants it to be. So don't judge a book by its cover is another way to think like Jesus. And the last way that I want to encourage us to think like Jesus now in particular in this moment, but always, is I want to make sure that we are careful to not judge people based only on their actions when we might have a sense of their intentions as well. How often do we look at ourselves and we judge ourselves not just by our actions, but also our intentions? You know your intentions, and so you can balance that out in conversation with your actions. And in fact, that's one of the ways that we don't just bury ourselves with embarrassment or concern over our mistakes. Rather, we hold intention, the reality of understanding our intentions and our actions. And so I think we want to extend that same thing to other people as well. Now, I'm talking about the people that are actually in your life, the people that you know their intentions and their actions. It's hard to take this and apply it to all people, but certainly we can look at it in terms of the people in our lives. So what does this mean? Well, it means that you have to take time to know what their intentions are. You have to take time to know if their heart is in the right place, because sometimes their actions don't always betray their best intentions, or their actions don't actually betray where they want to go. In this season, we have to be careful to not judge people based only on their actions, but understand their intentions too. Because here's how this plays out in two important ways. One is this is an incredible season of growth where we have a chance to refine our actions and our intentions. And we don't want to lose out on a relationship with somebody. We don't want to dismiss somebody because they're in a moment of growth, do we? We want to instead work through them and with them in that time, so that they can experience the growth, perhaps the growth that God wants for them. But if we dismiss them because of their actions alone, then we'll miss their intentions. And so if we can be as wise and careful to do this with the people in our lives, we will help them experience what God wants for them. Because if we can think like Jesus, then we can act like Jesus. Jesus didn't dismiss people because of their actions. Jesus knew their intentions too. He had the whole Jesus thing going on, but beyond that, it's also clear that Jesus spent time getting to know people, getting to know their hearts, understanding their intentions. And right now, we want to be extra careful to understand people's intentions so we don't unintentionally dismiss them. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, shouldn't we just be non-judgmental and just accept everybody? There's a part of that that's true. And when it says in the scripture specifically, it says, do not judge lest ye be judged. One of the things that it's speaking to is do not take the place of God in judgment or understanding. There's an important difference between judgment and discernment, between letting people in your life that are unsafe and keeping people in your life that are safe. And we want to lean on the side of discernment and careful thought that can help us. And one of the ways we can do that and show love to people is to not judge them only based on their actions, but to really assess their intentions. So I think if we can embrace this bigger opportunity to think like Jesus so we can act like Jesus, here's what's going to happen. We're going to help the world become the place God wants it to be. We're going to become more and more the people God wants us to be, because it's how it works. If we can think like Jesus and then we can act like Jesus, then we are more the people God wants us to be. And the world, our part of it, our experience of it, and the way others experience it as well, become the place that God wants it to be. So when that next challenge, when that next opportunity arises for you to stop and think, I want to encourage you to have a mind like Christ so that you can think like Jesus and then act like Jesus. Because when you do that, the world becomes the place God wants it to be. And when you do that, you are the person that God wants you to be. And you help the person and the world know that God loves them. And people need to know that God loves them. And the world needs to know that God loves the world still too. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.